Howdy, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 7th of July, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Now, you're here. We have a number of things to talk about. I think first and foremost among them, we should point out that you host a podcast called Media Plus, also right yes. here on the Mac Observer Media Network. And we just talked about the show Physical.
Yes, it was
the latest episode.
Yes, you and Dave Hamilton came and joined me and we disagreed. It's the first time we really had a disagreement over an Apple show, I think, on the show. And that was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So if you had a hard time watching Physical, I did get a couple of people who mentioned that they were like, yeah, I couldn't get into it. I couldn't make it through the first episode, kind of a thing. Go listen to what we had to say about it, because I think we did a fair job of letting you know sort of what you're in for. And if it's still not for you, that's fine. But it's sort of hard to judge from that first episode, like what you're actually signing up for. So
definitely
check that out. Yeah. So also, we have a brief PSA today that if you were having trouble with Fitness Plus, there may be an option for you now, right?
Yeah. So I had a problem using Fitness Plus on my iPad. Basically, it wouldn't talk to my Apple Watch. I downloaded the fitness app to my iPad and it wasn't there. And now I tried it again recently, having signed up for an Apple One bundle, and it's there. And it was all working and it was lovely. And you get all the analytics and the heart rate stuff and closing your rings as you're going along, and it's all great. So we've got a story
about
that. And then we've got a couple. Yeah, and I got a couple of useful comments as well, which I always really love.
Yes.
So there were some people that had found that they had never encountered a problem, which is interesting, because I was relatively convinced I was not doing something stupid. Because I always assumed that's a possibility, I checked the various stupid things I might be doing and eliminated mostly that possibility.
Yeah.
And then we had another comment suggesting that the problem seemed to be limited to the Apple Watch SE and the Apple Watch Series 3. And I have an Apple Watch SE. So that makes sense. So if you have, you know, not an Apple Watch 6 or whatever, Series 6, and you have noticed the problem, but you still want to use Fitness Plus, it may be worth going back and checking, because it, you know, make sure your software is as up to date as it can be on your iPad and your Apple Watch. And I would suggest it will work now, but leave us comments to let us know if you're still encountering problems.
Yes. I'm excited to find out that it is happier on iPad now, because I have had a hard time getting it to work with my Apple TV.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like ever. It just says connecting forever and ever and ever. Yes. And ever and ever and ever. Finally, they added AirPlay, so at least that was my workaround. Like, for a while, it was just trying to squint at my phone screen instead of having it up on the TV where I could look.
Yeah, that's what I did the other day.
Yeah, so hopefully, this is related to that, so fingers crossed.
As I was writing about the iPad saga, I was wondering about the Apple TV, because it seemed to me, and I might be totally wrong, but it seemed to me the core of the problem was that, you know, naturally the Apple Watch and the iPad don't talk to each other particularly. You know, you have handoff and things like that, but it's not quite the same. The integration is not the same as it has, you know, the Apple Watch pairing it with an iPhone, say.
Right.
And I was wondering if that kind of, you know, slight clash or issue might be the same in the Apple TV. So it's interesting.
Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to trying it out. So I just sort of got used to using AirPlay and haven't actually made another attempt at doing it on the iPad, but now I want to. So you had another really interesting thing that that you wrote up yesterday that I'd like to have you step through for us. And that is about ad spending.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing picked up by the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. And they spoke to some people in the advertising industry. Actually, you mentioned my show Media Plus at the top of this episode. And actually, this is a topic I have discussed on Media Plus at least once, which is around ad spend and advertisers responding to the introduction of app tracking transparency. You know, the Ask App Not to Track notifications that we, you know, apps are starting to give us now. And perhaps not surprisingly, we're starting to see, apparently, a not insignificant shift away from ad spend, away from iOS and to Android. Basically, the sort of TLDR version is that the advertisers, advertising agencies and their clients are not getting the kind of granular data they want and therefore are moving to Android, spending their money there. And this seems to be an issue particularly around Facebook and the Facebook advertising tools that they have.
Interesting.
Because they obviously can, you know, their tools are designed for, around very granular data, and if that's not happening anymore, you know, the money is moving, apparently, which is interesting.
Yeah. And I think part of what I found interesting about this is that I guess primarily it's that it seems like it's like we can't use Facebook advertising, so we can't use any advertising. Like, that seems like alternative mechanism at all for anybody who wants to get in on making sure that they're doing the advertising that they want to do on iOS and the data collecting that they want to do on iOS. Like, if they can't do it through Facebook, they can't do it at all. Seems very odd to me. That was part of what I thought was notable here.
I wouldn't want to overdo it, but obviously Facebook is a very powerful and important advertising platform.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of Facebook iOS users are asking the app not to track it anymore. You can see why that becomes less useful. It becomes less useful to spend your money, your Facebook money, on iOS users. So there was a quoted in the Wall Street Journal piece was a digital ad agency called Continuity. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I hope they'll forgive me. And their clients apparently went the year-over-year spend growth of 46% for Android users in May to 64% in June. And the iOS spending went slowed down from 42% growth in May to 25% in June. So the money is moving. And that, again, was apparently around this this issue around granular data.
And this was a thing that that came with iOS 14.5. And we got that, it was beginning of May, end of April, beginning of May, right in there. You may remember the commercial Apple put out about choosing who tracks your information. And it's the guy walking around with the iPhone 12 in no case, which is the part that, that of course, sticks out to me because he's just walking around with a naked iPhone and all the people following him everywhere. So, and then, you know, he's ask app not to track and. And, you know, he hits the button and all the people disappear. And I remember there being something else that you had written about this, that there were ad agency. There was at least one ad agency that was trying to help people. Trying to help other ad agencies like get through, you know, be able to do this anyway and like be able to make that advertising happen without without maybe getting so much data.
I think the impression I get from reading around this topic and talking to a couple of people and whatever is that for all the people complaining about it, there are other people trying to turn it into an opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe trying to make better adverts or more interesting advertising content and all those kind of things. So I think that there is an alternative argument to it, and Apple obviously didn't comment on the story in the Wall Street Journal, but Facebook did. And Facebook said third-party data tends to be unreliable and not representative of our business. While we expect iOS 14.5 to be a headwind for the remainder of the year, the impact on our business will be manageable. What's most concerning is the impact to smaller developers and businesses who rely on personalized advertising. Now, I can see from across the Atlantic, Kelly, your red light above your head going, and you're going ding, 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 because you have recognized this line of attack from Facebook before.
Yes.
Because
remember, totally a thing they do. Yeah.
Because Facebook is really only in it for the little guy.
Yeah. That's all they're trying to do is just help all these small businesses, all these other people. You know, you have to share all of your data with Facebook. Otherwise, it can't be free anymore. I don't have a lot more on that. As one of the hosts of Security Friday, I find it really disingenuous at best that they lay out that argument all the time. Because I don't know, and this is probably my own bias, and again, the plural of anecdote is not data, but I don't know of anyone who is putting all their eggs in the Facebook basket and doing well that way.
Yeah, well, there's also issues. Apparently, money on Instagram is also shifting as well, which obviously is owned by Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I understand why advertisers, particularly on the face of it, think more data equals better adverts.
Right.
Like, I get it. I think probably, and I get why lots of users are like, more privacy equals better.
Right.
And eventually everyone's going to come to some kind of happy medium, because the digital advertising agency isn't going to disappear.
Right.
And, you know, people wanting privacy, improved privacy isn't going to disappear. So everyone's going to have to play along nicely.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. An interesting kind of related story to this is a kind of row that's been going on in China, particularly around TikTok and its parent company ByteDance and a few things. And it looks like Apple has won a bit there.
Oh.
Which is, there were Chinese firms basically trying to get around some of these new privacy policies.
Mm-hmm.
And was, you know, it's meant to be rolling out, but it looks like that has been forestalled. So that's a bit of a win for Apple as well.
Good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Particularly since, as we've talked about here on Daily Observations, it's nice to see that Apple is actually trying to do something in China besides, hold their nose and do business there, which particularly stands in stark contrast to standing up in front of everybody during things like the WWDC keynote and saying that privacy is a human right, you know, unless you live in China, basically. So I'm glad to see that there's perhaps, anyway, some progress on that front. So,
yeah, I mean, this was a tracking system called CAID, or C-A-I-D. And it was basically, it was meant to help them identify users, even if they refuse to use the Apple version of their ID, which is called IDFA. And it was a workaround to that system. And so, but it looks like Apple has managed to put its foot down about that in China.
I'm glad. That's good to know. So we have one tiny bit of news, well, possible news. We'll call it a rumor, so to speak. Just briefly here at the end of the show about Reese Witherspoon's company, a production company.
Oh, yes.
That is interested in being on the market. I sort of got the feeling this was in an engaged to be engaged sort of a story that came out.
I think that's kind of the right place we're in. Again, it was picked up by those good folk at the Wall Street Journal originally. Hello Sunshine is the production firm owned by Reese Witherspoon, along with Seth Rodsky and Jim Toth. Lots of things you would have seen it's behind. So HBO's Big Little Lies, Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu. Also, obviously, is a producer on The Morning Show. It's involved in the making of that.
Yes.
Which Reese Witherspoon stars in. And a show that she's an exec producer as well on Truth Be Told on Apple TV Plus through the company.
Yes.
So there's a lot of links between Apple and Reese Witherspoon and this company. And apparently the company is up for sale.
Okay.
Or is exploring sales, as the parlance goes.
Yes.
And so it could be valued as much as $1 billion, which is, you know, makes us wins, but probably Apple can work, make it work.
Yeah.
And so that this is definitely a something in the one to watch category, what would it mean if Apple bought another production company in-house? What mm-hmm. would it mean for their relationship with Reese Witherspoon? What kind of stuff could we expect? What does it show us about how Apple, seriously, Apple is taking this whole thing? It's interesting. Right. And there's another little bit of linkage between Apple and Hello Sunshine, which is apparently the Emerson Collective, founded by Lorraine Powell Jobs, owns a stake in Hello Sunshine.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Part of this, I think, like if this were to happen and if it were to become an actual transaction where Apple did decide that they were going to buy Hello Sunshine, I definitely feel like that's something you will dig into on your show with an outstanding media analyst who can talk more about what it all means. But
I mean, if Reese Witherspoon wants to have a chat, I'm here.
I mean,
we can hang out,
you know. Yeah. And we won't ask for any spoilers on anything you're currently working on. You know,
we just, will.
I'm trying to help get her on your show, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. work with me here. I won't ask anything, but I won't be on the show. So see, that makes it easy. I won't ask anything about current projects that you're working on. I can't say the same for Charlotte. But that's going to do it for us today. If you have questions about this or if there's other stuff that you would like for us to make sure that we are discussing, you can get hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. If email is your jam, you can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. And you can also leave comments in the show notes. So, Charlotte, as always, thanks so much for coming by. I'm always pleased to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
We all have to go try out the new Fitness Plus on the iPad now that it's working. So we will talk to you later. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.